Clementine said. She chuckled whilst finishing the Times cryptic crossword she did every Sunday. Marjorie laughed back in what she hoped were the right places, even now as she struggled to knit a particularly difficult sleeve, the wool almost certainly getting the better of her. They had lived together at number 22 for more than 30 years, and the routine had barely changed. Marjorie sometimes could not believe how fast the time had gone. Today was different. There was a soft knock on the door, followed by a rapping on the letterbox. Though the mystery guest only tapped lightly at their brass door knocker, it was so quiet in the room that it had shattered the peace completely. The ball of wool slipped from Marjorie's fingers and bounced under the coffee table, as the two women sat silently, staring at each other for what felt like an age. Clementine's big brown eyes were wide with surprise, her white eyebrows rising high in her wrinkled forehead. "Who the devil could that be?" Clementine finally said. The next knock made Clementine reluctantly lower her crossword.
"Marjorie," she hissed, "get the door."
Marjorie got up dutifully from her comfortable seat in the cozy living room and made her way out into the cold hallway. She peered through the peephole.
"It's Saren," Marjorie said. "Hide the quality street."
Clementine jumped to attention and ran over to the coffee table where the large, colourful tin had sat since Christmas. Marjorie and Clementine were treating themselves to a sweet a night.
"It's okay," Clementine said. "We've only toffee pennies left. She's welcome to those."
Marjorie breathed a sigh of relief and opened the door.
"Hello, Saren. To what do we owe this pleasure?"
"Good evening, Marjorie," Saren said, forever out of breath.
She bent to stub her cigarette out in the large terracotta plant pot on the doorstep.
"So sorry to bother you at this ungodly hour."
Marjorie looked up at the carriage clock in the hallway and saw that it said 5:30.
"But you know, I wouldn't have come if it wasn't of high importance. May I come in?"
"Oh, of course," said Marjorie, and swung the door back to usher her in, sighing in dismay at the cigarette butt now nestled next to her favourite succulent. Saren lumbered past her, almost knocking over the small hallway bookcase that housed Clementine's books I may read again. She sat down in the pink floral armchair Marjorie had just vacated, helping herself to a toffee penny. As she took off her huge, dirty coat and hung it on the side of the chair, several lumps of rolling tobacco fell onto the floor out of its front pocket. Marjorie noted Saren's yellow fingernails, making a mental note to get the chair cover dry cleaned at the earliest convenience. As Marjorie pottered about the kitchen putting together the tea things, she pondered on what Saren could be here to tell them. A social visit from her was unheard of. Until very recently, Saren had refused to go out at all in the evenings, and it was strange to see her looking so normal outside of the work clothes they usually saw her in. Well, almost normal. Marjorie felt bad for thinking it, but there was just no denying that Saren was not known for looking after herself. It was even worse now that Saren lived alone. Today, her unwashed hair was pulled back tightly in a scrunchie, and what looked to be several days' worth of foundation had created a tide mark across her jawline. Though she was not overweight, the selection of dirty, oversized anoraks and saggy old leggings she exclusively wore outside of work did nothing for her. "Poor Saren," Marjorie thought. She shook her head. "Poor, poor Saren." She brought in the pot of tea on the wheeled trolley and felt embarrassed by Clementine's blatantly disgusted look at Saren's appearance.
"So, what was it you wanted to talk to us about, dear?"
Marjorie said, trying to snap Clementine out of staring as she helped herself to a cup of tea and sat down on the arm of the armchair.
"Help yourself to a toffee penny, or can I get you something a little more substantial?"
"Thanks, but no thank you," Saren said, opening her third sweet. "You've put out a fine array of crudités already, and I shan't keep you long."
Marjorie frowned confusedly at the small finger bowl of twiglets and the saucer of party rings she had put out on the coffee table next to the quality street.